views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief as you connect to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time and 11 o'clock Eastern time. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-changing information from Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method, and as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. And this has provided me with many, many opportunities to meet the most amazing visionaries, authors, speakers, magicians, energy movers and shakers. And it is my pleasure to share this inclusive information in an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. We love to hear from you, so feel free to call in if you have any questions, 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Karen D. Gilroy, author of Nourishing the Healer Within and Discovering the Healer Within. Karen is a mind, body, and spiritual coach who holds a Master of Science in Holistic Health with the American Institute of Holistic Theology and has an associate's degree in natural hygiene with Fit for Life Science Institute. She has also completed certification in psychosomatic therapy with the Australasian Institute of Body-Mind Analysis and Psychosomatic Therapy. Karen has been empowering others to understand that health is a choice. It doesn't happen by chance. Remember, you are steering your reality 24/7, so there's no need to fear illness. The healer is within. Karen is here today to alleviate fear. Perfect timing because, once again, it is that time of year. The holiday season is over. The toys are laying around broken and the credit card bills are rolling in. And it's that time of year when the collective consciousness processes their collective grief around the holiday season, and it's called the flu season. So energetically, it is contagious and it manifests as the flu on the physical and our physical bodies. So it's about people having to bring home the bacon. And this year, again, it's the swine flu. Some years it's the cows, some years it's the horses, some years it's the ducks that get blamed. So we just want to talk to Karen here, and she's going to explain to us how it is that we can get in touch with our natural healing abilities. Thank you so much, Karen, for being on The Truth is Funny. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I have been looking forward to this.
Yeah, as I said, it is so cool to have you here to share your knowledge about the body, its innate ability to heal itself, you know, homeostasis. And we've been conditioned to rely on doctors and pharmaceuticals. And I'd like to know your thoughts around that. Like, tell us about your view on that.
Well, if you can heal the body or you can help the body by taking something that goes to the root cause, instead of like a synthetic, which we have been taking for years, that just suppresses the symptoms, you don't want to just cover up the pain. You want to put something in the body that goes directly to the problem and nourishes the immune system to work through it quickly and to remove it. If you don't take those steps to remove and you're just suppressing, you create an onion-like layering in your body. And when you have a cold or the flu and you take something to stop the chest, the phlegm that you're coughing up, you think that that medicine helped heal the cold, but it didn't. It just suppressed the symptoms. And the toxins, which the body had identified and created this phlegm to help you cough them out, is then suppressed, and a healing layer happens, and those toxins are still inside of you. It's like picking up the rug and sweeping the dirt under. You didn't take it out of the house. You just stored it. And sometimes
I love
you're
that
have
analogy.
At some point, you're going to have to then pick up the rug and get it out. A lot of times when people are sick, they don't understand that the body created the illness or the healing crisis. The cold is a perfect example. If you get a chest cold, the body is always looking for toxins which are inside the body that it wants to get rid of. It doesn't want them in there. It complicates health. So it will create the phlegm-like substance in the lungs, and you'll be coughing and hacking, and you'll cough up phlegm. You want to spit it out, blow it out, whatever you can do. You don't want to swallow it. And, you know, we do that sometimes when we're not in a place where we can blow our nose, we're in public, or we don't want to spit. But at all costs, get yourself to the bathroom and get it out. Otherwise, you're just kind of recycling it into the digestive tract. And you don't want to do that. Just, if you're sick, and we are not good at this anymore, stay home. Stay home and put yourself to bed. Miss the family barbecue, miss the meeting at work, whatever the case may be. And it's not so you don't give it to someone else. It's so that you allow that healing crisis to complete itself.
That makes so much sense. I mean, as a, you know, I was saying earlier, because my point of view always comes from the energetic point of view, like moving energy. And it's every year at this time is when we generally get that the flu season. And it, a lot of it is the grief from, the holiday season, things that didn't go right, things that did go right, missing the people that we got to see and now we don't get to see. There's all sorts of issues that happen in the collective influence and the emotions that we are, and the reactions we're having to those sensations in our of our emotions create like a foundation of being of the for the cold and of the of the flu season. So if you if you dig deep and you go down to root cause on the non-physical level, generally it will come up as an emotional weakness that a person is having to, plus all the information around that, you know. And don't you notice that it's really contagious? But is it contagious because everybody's talking about it and everybody's putting so much energy into it? Or is it contagious because, you know, it's an actual physical problem? And when energetically it comes up because people want, you know, they fit in. And as you just said, it is unacceptable to miss work in our society unless you're sick. So the only way that you can really miss work is if you do get really sick. And so sometimes, without people even realizing it on an unconscious level, they're getting sick because they want a day, you know, like they need time to regroup, you know. And so when, you know, what for you yourself, when, you know, I could see you've put a lot of years into this. You have a lot of knowledge here. You know, what was it that made you realize that you wanted, I mean, you've written two books about this, you've studied this, and, you know, over the years, you have 2 degrees. And so what was it? Like my dad used to say, you know, shift or get off the pot, because he was an entrepreneur. What was it about this that you, you know, went out there and have gathered this information and you want, you know, want to share with other people? What was the defining moment when you realized that people were not allowing themselves to heal?
Well, you know, I worked out in the 9-to-5 world for quite a time, and I saw what happened, and I had a boss that inspired me one day, and I went into his office, and I was his personal secretary at the time, and I said, I really hate to do this, but I got to run to school and get one of my kids because they're sick. And I said, I'll try and get back as quick as I can. And he said, no, you won't. He said, you're going to stay home with that child. He said, your work will be here tomorrow. Go home with them, you know, cuddle on the couch, give them some tea, whatever the case may be, and let them relax and calm down and know that you're right there with them.
Oh, my goodness, what a beautiful man.
Yeah, we got to do that for ourselves and for our families. And we only have our families for such a short time, the children, they grow up quickly. So you got to put them first and nourish their inner child, so to speak. And, you know, I totally agree with you. For every physical ailment, there's an emotional origin. And
yeah,
so the
Oh, sorry. We have to go to a break in a minute here. So okay. I'm going to get you to hold that thought because okay. I would like to hear your viewpoint on that for sure. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette's Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Karen D. Gilroy. And we are going to take just a quick intermission here. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in if you have a question you'd like to ask Karen. 1-800-930-2819. Remember, shift happens.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind. Well, I don't know, but I say love.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is author Karen Gilroy, who is here today to empower us to let go of our fear and bring out our inner physician. And so we love to hear from you. If you want to call in, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. But before we continue, Karen, can you just share your contact information with our listeners, just so to make sure I don't forget that, make sure that they know how to connect with you.
Okay. My email address is thehealerwithin@earthlink.net. And that's the best way. And they can also go to my website if they want to know more. And it's discoveringthehealerwithin.com.
Awesome. And, you know, Karen is generously providing 5 free ebook copies of her book for the first 5 people that connect with her by via email. So can you just share that one more time with everybody, or where they can connect with you to get their free copy?
Email me at thehealerwithin@earthlink.net.
Awesome. So, you know, you were talking earlier about healing crisis and, you know, how important it is to, like, detoxify and allow ourselves to, you know, move through the waste products, you know, that are in our body. Tell us about that, like what you have discovered about that.
Well, you know, when you become ill, it's a healing crisis which the body has created. Sometimes we refer to it as a house cleaning measure, but it's about cleaning out the inside. Internal hygiene is what the body's trying to continually create and create balance in all the different organs. And, you know, we can get up and take showers and brush our teeth and all those things, but the inside of the body is a different place. It's a little harder to cleanse, but the body, we have to just relax and understand that it's constantly trying to do it for us. So when we get sick, it's because the body has identified toxins somewhere, and it will always remove those toxins at the nearest exit point. If you have diarrhea, then the toxins were in the intestines or the colon. If you were coughing up phlegm, it's because they were in the lungs. And when we have toxins that cannot come out of the body by any other means, sometimes it's a fever. Because when we get a fever, it raises the body temperature and actually liquefies the toxins so they can come out the pores. So by suppressing a mild fever, we don't want to do that. Just, you know, go to bed, drink lots of fluids, and allow the body to continue what it started.
And for myself on an energetic level, because this is where I always come from, it's important to understand that the body has a natural ability to do this. And a lot of people are kind of afraid of the natural functions of the body. And we have other exit portals energetically where we can spin this out, you know, different toxins out of our body. We can break it down energetically also and get in connection with that and then let that and just, you know, delete it like you would out of like a computer. And, you know, when you consider that we are like a soul in the human body, that is our home. That is our house. And so if our house is dirty, you know, it's just like when you have a lot of clutter in your house, in your physical environment, when your home is messy and dirty, that, you know, that you're not as likely to feel as organized, and the inner components in your house are not organized. It's difficult when you don't have that organization in your home or in your body to efficiently allow these toxins to leave. And that's why it's really important for all of us to acknowledge that we have that ability to sort of clean house in our bodies, and it can be very quick and it can be very automatic. And so, you know, when we, you know, people panic at the thought of a fever, or they panic at the thought of a little bit of phlegm, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, it's going to turn into pneumonia, or it's going to turn into something even worse. And we have a lot of, a lot of information out there these days, like on the internet and in the news, about all these diseases that we can get. So do you want to just talk a little bit about that, like when the body starts, when we don't allow this to clear, or we don't strengthen ourselves to clear it, what happens then?
Well, it kind of builds. you know, you might be that type of person who, when you were younger, you got one cold a year. You could almost count on it. It would happen. But then as you aged a little bit, you were getting several colds a year. And then you didn't get colds anymore, but you'd get the flu. And it would put you in bed. It was so bad. And then you were getting the flu more than once. And it's just the longer you let the toxins build up, the more you get sick. And then once you're not getting the flu anymore, you may have a chronic condition. And it may go into something, MS, fibromyalgia, any of those things that are more chronic. And they're all just the product of toxins that have built up in the system.
Yeah, and it's important to acknowledge also that when people, there's so much emotional attachment around that. And so when people are in a place where they are, have this fear and all these accumulations of all these fears and the accumulations of the entire, collective influence around that, we have a tendency to try to relax ourselves out of that information. And on an energetic level, when you start relaxing yourself out of that information, the fear, what happens is your body systems kind of slow down. And it's kind of like you have like a traffic jam. And like, as you said, everything builds up. And it's like the accumulations of every single time that you've ever felt ill, or the accumulations of every time that people around you have been ill. It's kind of like people, because I call it the higher self network. We're always in conversation on that network that, the fear around becoming sick and the fear that our body doesn't know what to do triggers a lot of issues in people around this. And so, when it comes to, from your studies, what do you find is the most effective way for people to move through this as quickly as possible?
Well, when you become ill, the best thing to do is just do that little quick detox. Stop eating what you've been eating. If you understand the rhythm of the digestive system and how the body works, if you're really feeling bad, don't have anything for breakfast except fruit. And if that satisfied you, do that for another couple days. Just have fruit every meal, because fruit is the most, it has the most liquid in it, and those liquids are totally nourishing things that the body works with. And we don't need any digested enzymes to break down fruit if it's fresh or frozen, not cooked. But fresh is always best.
So you want to be like, you want to be aware of what you're putting in your body at all times. And you want to be aware that, like, once again, energetically, if you're strong to what you're putting in your body, then you're not going to have a problem with it. But if you have a weakness to it and it manifests in a physical illness like this, then you're going to, you want to be aware of what your body is telling you. This is something that, for so many of us, when we're not aware on a conscious level that, your body really, in a lot of ways, the discomfort of illness is a gift, because it's letting us know that there's something that's not right somewhere, and that we could get in touch with that and eliminate that we would be able to move through it and enjoy greater fitness in our bodies. And then as soon as you have fitness in the body systems, you're going to have fitness, in your body, you're going to have health. And so all of the, all of the reasons why people get sick, it's so interesting that, we try to suppress that when in many ways it's letting us know that something is really bothering us. And so, you've taken the psychosomatic training. What have you noticed around that, for people that, getting in touch with that, the underlying reasons that are not physical for illness?
Right. I love psychosomatic therapy and training because it helps me kind of read a person. The face never lies. Health is written on the face. And sometimes if I can see something that, there's a characteristic in the face or the way they drop a shoulder, I can almost tell them, I can drop a subtle hint about, are you feeling okay here, or are you experiencing this? And they look at me like, wow, how did you know that? and you can tell them, well, you know, it's showing up in the way you're carrying your body. And if you'll quit worrying about that, because we are energetic beings, the whole body is made up of energy. People think we're dense and hard, but if you put your hand under the right microscope, you could see that every part of our body is constantly moving. And we control that energy by our thoughts. And, you know, where the mind goes, the energy flows. So if you're fearing sickness, you're going to attract more sickness. It's that simple.
Yeah, we have a tendency to attract that which we most fear. We're going to take another short intermission, and when we return, we're going to share with you, you know, how your body is a naturally self-regulating, self-repairing health machine. And so health is a given when your systems are fit. We'll be right back, and we're going to make some more shift happen.
Trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving. Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest, natural health care coach and author, Karen Gilroy. If you have pressing concerns, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. So Karen has done a lot of study about how we can improve our health through what we do in our daily lives. So Karen, share with us some more information about that.
One of the things that really grabbed my attention when I was doing my studies, I do have a master's in natural health and nutrition, which I earned in Winnipeg, Canada, through the Fit for Life Sciences Institute. And they expanded on the education that I had already started with proper food combining. Dr. Herbert Shelton was an advocate of understanding how the digestive tract works and understanding that there are some major energy flows that go on in the body every day. There's nothing that we do that takes more energy than digesting food. So if you make sure that what you're combining at every given meal is the most, you can streamline your digestion, shorten the time, and increase the energy that the body receives from it. So for instance, we're in a circadian rhythm, and when we awaken in the morning, we should have the most energy that we have all day because we've just rested. But we don't want to interrupt that energy by taking in food that doesn't digest well. So my suggestion is nothing but fruit in the morning. Fruit alone, and if you don't want to eat it alone, then leave it alone. Because fruit passes through the stomach, say for instance an orange, will be in your stomach for about 20 minutes, and it passes right through to the small intestines where the body naturally absorbs it. And because those fruits are so liquid, or they have so much liquid in them, they actually help cleanse the small intestines. So if you've got some situation going on in your intestines and you need to detox them a little bit, fruit is natural. It's wonderful.
And that's really interesting because doctors quite often will tell you if your children have diarrhea or whatever like that, that, don't give them fruit. And what you're saying is it'll actually cleanse the small intestine, or it'll absorb in the small intestine and then help cleanse.
It does both. And
wow, okay.
Because that fruit has all the natural enzymes which God put there that we need, they do not have to be digested in the stomach. If you, for instance, eat a piece of toast, then that has to be digested with enzymes, and an alkaline enzyme must be secreted from the tissues of the body to break down that piece of toast. If you have a piece of toast in your stomach and then you throw an orange on top of it, the orange is not meant to digest in the stomach because it has all its own enzymes. But because you've started this process of digestion with the toast, the fruit cannot pass through to the intestines where it needs to go, and this 98-degree environment that we have in our stomach causes that fruit to begin to ferment. And once it ferments, it turns to an acid base, and you lose all the good the orange had in it. You lose all the good that may have been in the piece of toast you had, and everything becomes acid. And so then that throws your pH balance off. And what should have been a very nutritious thing by having the orange becomes a problem, and it took 2 hours in the stomach to break that down and move it on, and it moved it on in an acid base. So it's critical to eat your foods in the right combinations at the right time.
So you have found that when people have like digestive difficulties, that this speeds up the process, and it basically what you're saying is it allows you to absorb and assimilate your nutrients in a really very quickly, very efficiently throughout the system, so that and avoiding fermentation.
Exactly.
And swelling of the cells.
Right. And when you eat a meal like the fruit for breakfast, you only expend a minute amount of energy from the body to move that through the system and absorb it. And so if you're not causing all your energy to be focused on the digestion process, then it can be in the lymphatic system. We have 3 times the lymphatic fluid in our body that we do blood, and its whole purpose is to constantly flow through the body and flush and cleanse and get rid of toxins and old dying cells, which are natural. And the less time you spend, the less time you focus your energy on digestion, then it can go to lymphatics. So you create that internal hygiene that the body's wanting to do naturally.
I'm all for speeding things up. and making things efficient in the body, because when you're processing in an efficient manner like that, and you know, and strengthening energetically, like, this is really cool because you can really get the nutrients to go exactly where they're going to benefit the person, and you know, in every way. And yes. So less work, more ease in the body.
And there's a bonus to that. If you've eaten the right foods and they go through to the system and nourish the nutrients are where they need to be, then you don't have those cravings. You're not feeling hungry. You may have a couple servings of fruit in the morning and find that, wow, it's already noon and I wasn't even wanting to be grazing through, you know, the potato chips or whatever you may have normally wanted to snack on in the morning, because you don't even think about it. Your brain's not saying, I'm hungry. The body's nutritionally satisfied, so it doesn't send out those signals that it's hungry.
Cool. So when we are moving our nutrients through the body, and this is important because if we take nutrients in and they don't go where they need to go, then we're not getting the benefit from them, and they're becoming accumulated waste. And that accumulated waste is stagnating our systems. When our systems slow down, it's kind of like a computer that's not working 100%. When every system within the system is working efficiently, all the systems work, you know, more efficiently. And so this is a way that we can move our food through our body in a very effortless way.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's beautiful. So what else can you share with us about that?
Well, if you can get in the habit of eating nothing but fruit and fruit alone in the morning, once you get to your noon meal, have your meal properly combined. You don't want to have a protein and a carbohydrate at the same meal, because they call for opposite enzymes, one an alkaline, the other an acid. You can look in any textbook. It'll show you that no matter where the environment is, that alkaline and acid meet each other, whether it's in a beaker, in a laboratory, or in your stomach, they neutralize one another. So if you put the steak and the baked potato, or the steak and the bread, in your stomach at the same time, the body's going to analyze what's in the stomach, send a signal to the brain that it needs an alkaline enzyme, and it also needs an acid enzyme, and they'll secrete them, the brain will secrete them, but when they meet in that stomach, they neutralize each other. So this whole process starts over, and it will take 8 hours for the body to try and break down and assimilate the protein and carbohydrate combination. And in the meantime, it makes you really tired.
And you know, it's interesting because you hear so much talk these days about making sure that your body is alkaline. And I like to point out to people that there's some parts of your body that, you know, that there is a reason why we have acid in our you know, to break down food. So mm-hmm. It's really that's one place where you know, the acidity of our stomach is important, that it's at that, you know, at the right level. And so this is what you're saying, is this is one way to make it just easier to process the food, because you're cutting down the time that you would need to break the food down, because a neutralization of the acids in the stomach will not break down that meat as efficiently. Okay. It will, but it'll take longer. It won't be as efficient as a process, right?
Yeah, and I was raised on a cattle ranch, so I do not tell people, you know, I'm not an advocate of being a vegan. It's not my, you know, it's fine for some people, but it's not what I do. So if you want to have that piece of steak or roast or whatever, or pork or chicken, it doesn't matter to me, but have it with a nice salad. And it's going to take 4 hours to break down the meat and that nice salad. You're going to get all the nutritional properties from it, and then your stomach's empty again. So if you have that for lunch before you get to 5 o'clock, your stomach's empty again. And then if you wanted to have say, pasta, marinara, and a slice of garlic bread with a nice salad, there's no meat in that. Make sure your marinara sauce is meatless. And 3 hours after you consume that meal, once again, your stomach is empty.
What you're saying is your elimination, it's so important, your elimination. And so we want to strengthen that, that, you know, we could make it more efficient by the food combinations that we take in, and just be and be strong to what you're eating when you put it into your body, so that you're you have that awareness around that. This is Colette Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and we are going to take a quick intermission again. Can you just quickly share your contact information with our listeners again?
You can email me at thehealerwithin@earthlink.net.
Cool. And for the ebooks, that's the same address?
Yes, if they'll email me at thehealerwithin@earthlink.net, the first 5 emails that I receive, I will get them a free ebook.
Awesome. Thank you, Karen. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny with my guest today, Karen Gilroy. And we're going to connect now on the Higher Self Network and get in touch with this wonderful information she's shared with us energetically when I'm testing energy with people. The number one weakness for a lot of people can be around the not having a lack of elimination. So whatever they put in their body, if whatever you are putting in your body, you want to strengthen that. You know, the elimination process happens very quickly, and so so that you are eliminating more often. A lot of times, people when they're constipated, the constipation will come on an emotional level. You know, like when people don't feel that they can speak their truth. Those two ends of your body are intimately connected, and it's very important that we have our elimination process is working very efficiently. And so this combining foods in a way that the enzymes are working effortlessly, that's a really cool concept. And, you know, right away that got me, that's a way to really get in touch with the different enzymes and strengthen the enzymes to the enzymes to the food and the foods back to the enzymes. For myself, on an energetic level, when Karen was talking about meat or whatever you put in your body, if you're strong to what you're putting in your body, it's not going to have a negative effect on you. Myself, I no longer eat meat, but it's because of the reasons about the animals and the way animals are handled these days in for food processing. And so we just want to be really, really strong here that all of our systems, our digestive system and our reproductive system and our lungs, our respiratory system, are strong to each other. Those are all intimately connected, so that those systems within the systems are all working really well, and just strengthen that for everybody. I call this the higher self network, because we're always in communication with everyone and everything in the universe. And so all this information about food and all the fears around food and everything that we're being told about food, and the fact that, you know, many of us are not, I mean, most of us are not growing our own food. And, you know, there's a lot of, different products that are being put in our food. Karen, what are your thoughts on that, about eating the foods that we're eating these days, like the processed foods?
Well, the processed foods, they're basically, they're devoid of nutrition. You know, it's just not there. They've taken it and cooked it out or refined it so to a point where it's not there. So you do want to have, if you're going to eat flesh meat, you want to try and find free range. Of course, where I grew up, there's cattle, and we can buy them from our ranchers. They totally finished out on grass. Grass is where the amino acids are. Amino acids is what the body needs always, whether it gets it from the vegetables we eat or from the meat that we eat. If the cow ate the grass before it was butchered, then we get the amino acids at a very high level. If the meat we're buying came from a feedlot or some other large processing or a place where they grow large quantities of animals, the products that they're fed are not natural, so the amino acid levels are lower. Grow your own vegetables at all costs. You know, if you can do it, you'll find that you'll eat a lot fewer of them. You know, if you eat fresh vegetables out of your own garden or find a neighbor or a community garden, you'll find that you'll eat fewer vegetables and you'll get more good from them and you'll be more satisfied.
And oh, and they taste so much better.
Oh, they do.
They absolutely they do. I was raised, both my grandmothers were amazing gardeners, they taught me the art of gardening, and my dad taught me the art of gardening. And it's just the nutrients in the food, but we want to be really strong on an energetic level, that if we are eating processed foods, that we're strong to those processed foods, and we're going to break down any dyes, any chemicals, any products that are in the food. And there's also, on an energetic level, the way that we treat our animals has a negative effect on our food also. And so, as you mentioned, in feedlots, the different antibiotics that they're pumping into animals and caging animals and treating animals with disrespect, that creates emotions for the entire planet that then goes in the food. And so we want to strengthen for everybody that, if we're going to honor ourselves as human beings and honor the animals of the planet, honor ourselves by eating food that has been treated well, really, and on all levels, it makes such a huge difference. And here we have Mother Earth who's supplying us, with all these beautiful foods that, you know, that are that we can grow on our own, and we have lawns everywhere, you know, and it's, you know, in the cities, it's kind of funny. I actually saw something on Facebook the other day where these people were forced to rip out their garden because it wasn't attractive to have a garden in their front yard. And I was just like, wow, that's so crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, homeowners associations.
But that, you know, the and so this is really, really, really interesting food for thought. Tell us again the name of your new book that you just brought out, so that people can read up about more about this, about the combinations of food and how they can move, you know, use that knowledge to their benefit.
Well, the name of the book is Nourishing the Healer Within, and it was written so that you can learn how to create that internal hygiene that's clean and raising for energy. And, you know, your whole focus on life, and mine too, is intuitions and kind of staying in touch with what your energies are and what the body's wanting you to do and what's going on around you and being aware. And when you eat the right foods in the right combinations and you keep that alkaline level at a nice level, those things just happen naturally. You just are more aware, and you don't have to worry about when you meditate, it happens quicker.
Yeah, myself, I love meditating fast.
Yeah, well, we all are.
Being in that meditative state where you're always kind of aware of what your body is telling you, and being aware of your physical environment around you, because your physical environment, this is your physical potential sits at the base of your spine. And if you get in connection with that physical potential and you treat your body, you know, as you said, like clean house. I just love your, you know, how you share this information, because if you have a clean house inside, everything's moving so efficiently, your elimination process is going to be much faster. And the more you eliminate, the quicker you eliminate, the less toxins that you're going to be having building up in your body on an energetic level, on the emotional, physical, mental, psychological, psychic, and on the spiritual level. So thank you so much, Karen. I can't believe we've already run out of time here. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. If people want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me at www.thetruthisfunny.com. And you can also get in touch with me on all the social media. I have a new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette, and you can go there and find out some more information around this. I will be being interviewed by John Burgess on his show Beyond the Ordinary on February 25th. And I've been sitting back writing my book. I'm about two-thirds of the way through it. So if you're interested in private sessions, you can book those also on The Truth is Funny. It's very rare for me to sit still this long. It's kind of a different experience for me. And so now is a great time if you wanted to have that experience of having a personal session. I'm also speaking at the end of April 25th to 27th at the Spring Festival of Awareness in beautiful Naramata, BC, and I have an upcoming seminars with Mark Kettenbach, who's from my colleague from Germany, and that will be in May 9th, 10th, and 11th in Germany, and in Toronto on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th of May. And there will be free demos on the Wednesday, May 7th, and Wednesday, May 14th before. And so I want to thank you once again, Karen, for sharing all this fascinating information about how the digestive process works in our bodies. Thank you for being on The Truth is Funny. And would you like to, we're going to run out of time in a second here, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity to say goodbye to our listeners.
Well, I want to say goodbye, and I also wanted to put in just one final thing. The second book that I just released, I did revise my first book in a big way because I found some products that help us heal naturally, and they are essential oils which are certified pure and therapeutic grade. So as we work through our healing crises, there are things out there that go to the root cause and can help with the symptoms without bringing in the toxins like our synthetic medicines do. So the book talks about that, and I will be in Canada doing some classes too. So get with me on my website and my email, cool. And I'll let you know about those.
All right. Thank you, Karen. And until we meet again next Wednesday, bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.